Cool.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast, Exploring the Radio Industry and Music Life, Episode 7. Today, I am joined on the line with Dave Cronin, who is a radio presenter on Beat 102, 103, and he's here on the line to chat with me now all about radio. How are you keeping, Dave?
Cian, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad I could get my camera sorted, even though we still don't know. Like, I probably look like a hologram of myself, so I'm not sure. So, look, excuse that.
But,
yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for so much for having me on. I'm sorry it took so long to get me on. it's all good. Hope you're keeping well.
Really is. It's brilliant to have you on because, like, you're so busy with radio and stuff and all now. And, like, you're just so busy. And, like, how was lockdown the last couple of months?
Lockdown has been pretty much the same as pre-lockdown. I mean, like, when you talk to a lot of people who work in media, they've probably been busier than they have before Corona. Like, I've been doing the same amount of hours, if not more. The only difference is that I'm probably in studio less than I was before. I'm doing a lot of stuff from home. I'm not going to Dublin to do my TV stuff. I'm doing it all from here. It's been tough, but, like, as I'm sure you've heard from other people who work in media, you know, we've had to get through it, and this is our job, you know. Because if I came in complaining on air every day, I'm sure my ratings would be even worse than they are now.
Absolutely. So. Well, like, you're class on radio, Dave. I have to say, like, you're so positive.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Really is great. And, like, going on radio then, Dave, like, how did you firstly get into radio?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good mixture of persistence and a serious amount of ambition. You know, the ambition part, I think, does sort of wane as you get a little bit older. So I remember when I was I'd been basically in media, mostly radio, for my entire adult life. So I kind of started off when I was 18, 19, when I was DJing and stuff like that, when I was in college. And then I did something actually really similar to what you're doing right now. Is I had, like, a podcast series before they were even a thing. I used to like, interview dancing music artists and stuff, and just really just chance my arm. I remember just most of it was chancing my arm and going, like, okay, they may or may not give me an interview. And, you know, it kind of worked out at the time. So that sort of developed, you know, and over time I got an agent for my voiceover work. That kind of made me believe, or it gave me a false sense of security that I'd, like, made it. But obviously that wasn't the case. I still had a lot more to do. And then I started just, you know, working in radio. I got, I suppose my big radio gig first was Beat. It was the takeover all the way back in 2012. I've been in Beat, among other things, for the past 10 years. Yeah, 10 years this May.
That is unbelievable, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely class. And, like, when going into radio then, Dave, like, did you send in, like, kind of radio demos and stuff like that, like, or?
Yeah, well, I think what happened with, just when I'm talking about radio, is I had originally sort of applied for another job, and I didn't get that. And then they, I think whoever it was at the time was like, well, actually, you'd be probably better for a full-time position that we have. So I was like, yeah, went for it. And that happened to be the takeover all the way back in 2012. So, but yeah, I was making demos. I think I'm different maybe from most presenters in that, like, I started off doing voiceovers. And that I still do that, obviously. So I'm doing that for loads of clients. I do it for TV as well, obviously, as you know.
Like, absolutely, because you're doing Virgin Media. I see a lot of voiceovers on the ads and all.
Yeah,
I say that's great. Like,
always heard and never seen. That's me. But yeah, no, it's cool. So I'm continuity announcer for Virgin Media One, which you know, it's pretty much every day or every second day. So yeah, I'm kept busy, because that was one of your first questions was, you know, how have I been during the pandemic? I haven't had a chance, you know. A lot of my friends are kind of like, oh, I'm bored, or, you know, maybe not now as much, but certainly in lockdown one, people were just binging out on Netflix all the time and they didn't have much to do because they were either let go or, you know, they were working from home. But it just got busier for me, which is probably a good thing, you know?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. It really is.
Yeah.
I also see, like, you do kind of a show then on Saturday Night on Beat as well, do you? With the dance anthems and stuff, is it?
See, that's where my love lies. Not that I don't love my normal show, Monday to Friday. I do love it. My dance show on a Saturday night, it's where I get to kind of to curate, you know, my own music and to play the stuff that I like and what I think my audience will like. And thankfully, it seemed to work out so far. Beat Anthems is only 2 hours a week, obviously, as you know, but we managed to kind of fit a lot in there. And I love supporting Irish dance music artists. And we try and do that intentionally every week. We kind of sit down every Thursday and go like, okay, you know, how many good Irish artists can we play? Because obviously you get a lot of rubbish as well.
But
Beat Anthems is, it's it plays very close to my heart, and we've got some more plans to make it even better over the next while. So I'm hoping, you know, when the pandemic sort of dies down, we can start to do maybe some more live events and stuff. It should be good.
Absolutely, because I'd say, like, you are missing a lot of events, the clubs, etc., and all stuff going on. So, like, what's the plan for you then the next couple of months? Like, as soon as the restrictions ease, like, what's the plan kind of for you in the next couple of months, thinking forward?
I don't know. I think I'd like it.
Kind of things, though, isn't it, really?
Yeah, because I think what has happened over the last while is I think we've had to keep our expectations really low because of what's been happening. We've gone from lockdown to lockdown with partial reopening.
Absolutely.
And it's been quite tough to plan for stuff. You know, I've had holidays planned, I've had stuff planned with some of my friends, and we've had to cancel all of it, like most people. So it's tough. So I'm trying to kind of go like, okay, look, you know, by the end of summer, we should be in a better position and we'd be able to do things. So I'm looking forward to getting out of the country for the first time in a long time. Yes, please. Yeah, 100%.
Seeing England yesterday now made me quite jealous.
Totally. And see, because a lot of my friends live in the UK and all their Insta stories were just full of them out. And I had to just like put my phone away because it was depressing me.
No, I think it's just to keep positive and just take it day by day now, because we are closer kind of thing as well. Like, it's getting kind of better and
For sure. Yeah, we'll get there. It's tough, and it has been tough. Like, I'm not gonna lie. And when people ask me, you know, to go back to your earlier question, it has been tough working in media during a pandemic, because I essentially have to come in as the happy Dave Cronin that I'm known for every day, day in, day out, regardless of what's going on in my personal life. And I know that's something that every presenter has to deal with. But in the pandemic, it just became a bit more compounded. But look, it's a job. So, you know, I'm happy to do it, you know.
Great buzz, because you're connecting to other people and you're like, into you.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say it's a great buzz working with Beat, because, like, I know kind of like most of the people as well on Beat, and like, they're so chatty and so friendly. I'd say it's a great buzz with the
yeah. Oh no, I mean, like, we've a great team, and I know probably every presenter you've talked to has said that. But we genuinely are very close. You know, I'm friends with pretty much everybody that I'm on air with, and you know, I think that comes across quite well when you're on air. If you're actually friends, you can get that dynamic. You can see that it's a real thing. So working with Beat, it's been incredible. I mean, it's like Beat is, you know, been, you know, I suppose the beginning point for me. And it's been there throughout everything, whether I do my own gigs or whatever, it's been there as a steady.
Because I say, like, working with Trish as well, I'd say it's great class. She's so funny and friendly, like.
Well, ask her what she thinks of me, though, and she might be like, "Ooh." No. Me and Trish get on really, really well, and I think like that is probably my favorite part of the show, because we come in, we have like two or three stories, you know, we talk about it in the morning, we write it, we do whatever. I try and obviously do some stories that would you know, that our audience would like or like would maybe engage with. And, you know, it's just about having a laugh around the script.
Yeah.
And like, you know, me taking the piss out of her and vice versa. And it works really well because it's very easy to do with Trey Shame. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No, because like the dream for me would really to be beyond be unbelievable. Like I'd love to just get on be absolutely class.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's in the southeast, like, and it's literally only down the road for me, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here in Wexford, and it'd be just a dream to be honest. Yeah.
Well, look, I'll tell you, you're going in the right direction because, I see a lot of myself in you when I first started.
Yeah.
And when I was telling you about the whole podcast thing where I basically got on, like, you know, three different artists or three different songs, and I can't remember what it was called, and I'm probably not going to tell you just in case you find it. I had, like, three different artists or three, like, essential new dance music tunes that I would pick every, like, Friday or something. And I would just put it out there from my, like, from my college house in Cork. And it seemed to work. And I always say when people are asking me how to get in, there is no one path. But I think one thing that you do need to do is create a brand of yourself.
Absolutely.
And just go do it. Don't wait for anybody else to say, like, oh, you know, how about you do this? You know, nobody's going to hold your hand, unfortunately, in this industry. So yeah, like if you were to ask me what advice I would give to
people,
that's what I would say is to keep doing what you're doing and be real about it. Because I think, you know, there's certain times where I am a certain version of myself on air. I'm not always completely real because if I was, you know, people probably switch off.
Yeah, I guess so, 100%.
But you have to have that level of personability, and like you have to be able to identify or maybe think that, like, oh, Dave could be my friend or my mate, whatever. And, you know, we could go out on a night out and we could have a good, you know, and that's what I try and do. And it's thankfully worked over the last few years with the
absolutely
ratings. So, yeah.
No, it's been great. It's been great, Dave, because I love tuning in. I was actually tuning in this morning to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was having a buzz in the car.
Lovely. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, no, it's great because I obviously took over that show. I've been kind of around the block. I took over that show, it was 2 years. Before that, I was doing Beats Big Lunch. And then before that, I was on Nighttime on Takeover. So all of those shows have their own unique selling points. They all have their good and bad points.
Absolutely.
But I do like, I actually really like the mid-morning. I didn't think I was going to. And, you know, so we decided to do the noughties thing at 11. So we brought that from my previous show. So I think that kind of works as well. And then, of course, we got the buzz. So there's a lot of features that anchor the show and I think makes it somewhat listenable.
Oh, it's fantastic. Dave. Yeah. It's like you and Trish and the whole crew really sound and you're all great. Tell them hello in there.
I will. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
It's brilliant to have you on, Dave. It really is.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Just going, before I leave you, I just want to say, what's your favorite festival here in Ireland?
Okay, my favorite festival in Ireland has to be, and I'm not sure if it's still going, Body and Soul probably is my favorite festival because it's not too big, not too small. You've got a really good, nice crowd. But like every festival, it starts off small and then becomes massive. But I do like Electric Picnic as well, for just because it's, you know, it is so mental. But yeah. So we'll see. I mean, look, it's September, so we don't. Sorry, I keep fixing this earpiece because it keeps falling out. I'm like, but yeah.
Brilliant chat, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
I'll
cheers.
See you very soon.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers. Kian, just one.